El Comandante Fidel Castro Presente by Shaka Buna. Former Cuban President Fidel Castro, the iconic revolutionary leader, beloved by many and hated by few, has passed away Friday at the ripe old age of 90 in his homeland of Cuba. The news of Fidel Castro's death quickly spread like wildfire throughout the world, especially in America, where CNN, HL News, corporations, and mostly white Cubans in Miami begin their slander and celebration of the death of El Comandante Fidel Castro. CNN and Headline News wasted no time in slandering the deceased Fidel Castro by inserting in every news cycle that Fidel was a dictator, executed 100 people of the former Batista dictatorship, imprisoned political dissidents, and allowed Cubans to immigrate en masse to America. Those news outlets purposely don't mention the pure evil that America has unleashed on the 11 million Cuban people over the last 130 years, from colonial seizure of Cuba to the dictatorship of the Batista regime, to the Cuban embargo and occupation of Guantanamo Bay, to the terrorist attacks in Cuba, and on to the present day. Contrary to the reports on America's mainstream media, social media, black social media in particular, has been flooded with much adulation and commemoration of El Comandante Fidel Castro and has been in sync with the international praise from national leaders around the world. Much of the poisonous slander against Fidel Castro comes from a country and people who hate to see a strong black man like Fidel Castro stand up against global white power, seize his country's independence from America like Haiti did to France, and then speak truth to power and principalities. And yes, Fidel Castro is a black man. He told many people that he was a proud black man, a descendant of Africa. So while 100 mostly white Cubans were celebrating the death of Fidel Castro in two small city streets of Miami, displaying their savagery, the majority of white and black Cubans living outside of Miami in places like Philadelphia, New Jersey, and New York were in great mourning of the death of Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro leaves a great legacy to Cuban people, black people, and to the world's nations as one who fought and won his country's independence from America, gave the Cuban people one of the greatest free educational and healthcare systems in the world, attempted to eliminate white supremacy, racism, from the Cuban culture, provided military assistance to African and South American nations fighting for their country's independence from European colonial rule, provided assistance to black Americans and South Africans to end racial segregation and apartheid political systems, sent educators and medical teams to South American countries, offered humanitarian aid to the people of New Orleans in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina that was refused by former President Bush, provided political asylum from American tyranny to black American revolutionaries like Robert F. Williams, Huey P. Newton, and Assata Shakur, and contracted with black American farmers to buy $25 million in food to feed the Cuban people and support the discriminated black farmers that was then obstructed by former President Bush. If one can tell a person by their works, then our beloved black brother and now our honored ancestor Fidel Castro has put in the righteous work and is now entering the promised land among the company of giants. Fidel Castro's name and legacy will live on for 300 years, while his haters and detractors won't occupy so much as a blot of ink on the pages of history. Viva la Fidel Castro. Viva la Cuba. Viva la Revolución. From the belly of the beast at Prison Radio, I am Shaka Buna. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.